Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, 2:1. In the previous perek, we discussed a stay ilan, a field that's planted with trees, an orchard, and that one could plow it all the way up to a tzeres. That was the exception, but the rule is that most fields are not planted with trees that conform to the requirements of the previous perek, and therefore they're called just a stay halavan, which means literally a white field, either because there are no trees, they're casting dark shadows, or because in Israel, in the summertime, those fields get blanched and turn, you know, like a off-white color when they're growing their grains or whatever it is. Whatever the case, the mission here says, Ad emasai chorshin b'stei halavan. Until when may one plow in a field other than a qualified stei ilan? Er shvius, in the year prior to shvius, meaning the sixth year. Ad shetichla halecha. The answer is until the moisture is depleted from the topsoil. Now, just to remind you, we're learning the halachas of Tosefes Shvius, the requirement to add on to Shvius into the sixth year. Now, really, Midoraisa, you only, even according to Rabbi Akiva, or according to the halacha like Rabbi Yishmael in the time of the Beis Hamikdash stands, that only pushes back 30 days into the sixth year, meaning starting from Rosh Chodesh El, 30 days to go till Rosh Hashanah. But we have a rabbinic requirement to stop plowing earlier in the year of the sixth year, because there's no reason to be plowing if it isn't a benefit to your current crops. If you're not planting something now or benefiting something that's growing now, so the only reason to be plowing is if you're preparing the ground for future crops. And since you can't have future crops in the seventh year, so then it ostensibly you're doing something improper. And therefore the rabbi said, don't even look like you're doing something improper. You may not till your soil once there's no benefit to what's growing in the field now or to plant something now. So that being the case, the Mishnah says, at least the Tanakhama says, as long as there's moisture in the ground and the ground is soft, you could still till it because you could plant something there. Once the moisture in the topsoil has gone away and it's now dry and hard, there's no point in tilling anymore because no point in planting anymore. And that being the case, there'd be no justification for tilling or plowing the soil other than prep for next year, which would be forbidden, and therefore you can't do it anymore. The Mishnah says, therefore, Kozman Shmini Adam Chorshmin. So long as there are other people in the neighborhood that are chorshin, that are plowing themselves, lita b'mishkaos uvamidlaos, and they are intending to plant, they're doing their tilling of the soil because they want to plant kishuim are melons or cucumbers, and deluim are gourds. Those are summer fruits planted in the end of the spring. So if anyone in the surrounding area is still tilling their soil because they're planting melons and or gourds, you can till, because if someone sees you tilling your soil, they'll just assume you too are readying the soil to plant gourds or melons. The actual words mikshaos and midlaos is a little strange. Again, mikshaos from the word like kishu, like kishuim are melons, like I said, or cucumbers. So according to the Rambam, mikshaos is the name of the area where you plant kishuim. That's called a miksha. And same with the midlaos, it's a place that deluim, gourds, are planted. Rashi has an explanation elsewhere that it's referring to the plants. The mikshaos are the plants that grow the kishuim, and midlaos are the plants that grow the deluim, and therefore it would make grammatical sense. You're not planting a melon, you're planting a melon plant, and that's why it's called mikshaot, etc. Whatever the case, the Tanakhama holds that as long as there's moisture in the ground and it makes sense to plant the last of the crops that are planted in late spring, and that will be kishuim and deluim, you too can till your soil regardless of whether or not you actually intend to plant kishuim or deluim, because no one will think it's strange because other people are doing it and it's normal. I'm Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon objects this. Reb Shimon says, if you set the halacha up this way, nesata toras kol echad ve'echad biyado, you've given everyone the authority to arbitrate Torah for themselves. You've made like ki'ilu as if it were many different Torahs. Everyone is sort of subject to their own interpretation when they think it's appropriate to stop, based on what they see is going on around them, when they ascertain it and such. That is unacceptable. We don't want that kind of subjectivity in Torah interpretation. We want halacha to follow a uniform standard so that things don't fall apart in society, etc. And that being the case, Ella rather, says Rabbi Shimon, b'stei halavan, in all of the fields other than those that qualify as a steilon. The halach is ad ha-pesach, you can till the soil until Pesach, and v'steya ilan, if it's qualified steya ilan, an orchard, then ad ha-tzeres, and you have 7 more weeks until Shavuos, and that's that. In case you're wondering, when it came to, just reminding you, when it came to tilling the soil in an orchard, a steya ilan, so there we said that since the you're not planting new things, it's an existing tree that's there, and its roots go deep into the ground, and when you till the topsoil, you're actually stopping the evaporation from happening through the capillary, through the little holes, if you will, or pathways in the top of the ground that would allow moisture to get out. So tilling the soil actually locks some moisture in and therefore is benefit for the fruits on the trees. And since the moisture in the topsoil might be evaporated by Pesach, but when you go deeper in, it's still locked, it's present deeper in underground for longer, the window of opportunity to till the soil, because it benefits the existing trees and fruits on the trees, goes till Atzeres. In any case, halacha l'maisa, I'll remind you one more time before we move on over here. Halacha l'maisa, we don't pass like any of these mishnayos. These mishnayos are going according to Rabbi Akiva, who held that it's a doraisa based on a pasuk, and that meaning that the obligation for Tosefes Shvius applies in the sixth year in all places and all times, and these are rabbinic enactments to extend it further into the sixth year. However, the Beis Din under Rabbi Gamliel, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who wrote the Mishnah, decided the halacha in favor of Rabbi Yishmael, who held that the requirement for Tosefes Shvius is only based on a pasuk, but rather it's just a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, and that halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that tradition we have from Har Sinai, also has a built-in caveat that it only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash standing. Since there's no Beis HaMikdash standing b'zman hazeh, there's no halacha of Tosefes Shvius midoraisa 30 days and Slinot midorabanan further back, and therefore halacha l'maisa, one may plow any field, whether it's a stay ilan or stay lavan, the whole of the sixth year up to right till the onset of Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year.